This is As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the show where we bring you the stories behind the stories that matter in your life. We'll tell you something maybe you didn't know. Hear from the experts, authors, and others, and hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. But in every case, we call it As We See It. On today's show, we have so many things to talk about, including, have you overworked yourself to where you've forgotten to take a vacation this summer? We're going to try to readjust your thinking on that. And also, 3 years into the drought here in California, what in the world can you plant in your front yard that you don't have to water? Nick Fedoroff is going to be right here in the studio with us. Now, let's meet the friends. Jennifer Bjorklund is off today in her place, and we'll tell you more about her in a moment. It's April Whitney.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Well, we've got all kinds of drought to talk about today. In fact, what if you're trapped on an island without any water at all?
Ooh, and that could happen.
That could happen easily.
After a week of self-indulgence.
A week in dungeons?
Yes. Jay Capadonia is back.
Phil, is this selfie dead? Well, two people are.
Uh-oh.
I'll connect the dots.
And he's the only friend of the show who brings in the young listeners. Chris Martin is here.
Teenagers all over the nation are outraged, Phil. They feel they have been used and manipulated by corporate America. Are they right? You can decide.
That's all coming up. Let's get started. Self-indulgence.
Good job, Phil.
Indulgence.
Sounds like you had a couple rum runners.
Yes. Is that what you were drinking while you were away for a week?
Pretty much for an entire week.
How many gallons of rum would you say you downed?
I would say probably at least a couple of handles. So what is that, four? Maybe?
Handles. Handles?
Yeah, that's like the Costco size ones.
Oh.
Because they actually have a handle on the bottle.
Okay. Costco sized indulgence.
It was awesome.
Wow. April Whitney is here, and if you recognize the name, that's because she was on KROQ in Los Angeles for, 16 years?
Something like that. You know, KROQ, you lose count.
Yeah, the mid to late 70s until the early to mid 90s, and still doing the rock of the 80s thing on HD from time to time. And 80s Rewind is the syndicated show that maybe you've heard about that April does. And that's all over the place, isn't it?
It's all over the place. It's on K-Tahoe. You had Daryl Wayne here a week ago or so.
Up in Tahoe. And there's also a bunch of other places.
Yes. MonsterRock.com. You can hear it about three times a week on MonsterRock.net.
Okay.
Actually.
Very good. Well, we're going to talk to you throughout the program today. And you are taking the place of Jennifer. So it's your job to bring
you,
us a little bit of news. And let's start with this stuck on an island, and I can think of a couple of islands right off our coast that sometimes have some trouble with the water. We have a drought here. How about there?
Well, just an hour-long ferry ride from L.A. is Santa Catalina. It's been enjoying a comeback after years of decline. The business has been booming, actually, and they even have a new zip line over the ocean. In fact, tourists have been flooding over there.
I've seen the zip line. It's scary stuff.
Have you been on it?
No.
Have you ever been on a zip line?
No.
I have.
Is it any good?
It's so much fun. You got to do it.
It just looks scary. The one in Catalina looks like you will die.
Nobody here has done a zip line. It's really a fun thing.
I've ziplined all through Mexico.
I've ziplined through Mexico,
yeah.
Too.
Is that the best way to get around Mexico, Chris?
It is. Yeah, that's how you get through the jungles of Mexico.
You got to do it. It's very
probably
fun.
Probably the safest way in Mexico.
Better than the cabs that are...
Let me ask you this. When you stop at the various zip line stations... Is there a kid trying to sell you Chiclets?
Yes. No, there's a kid there that just, he unstraps you and hooks you onto the next zip line.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
No,
I'm sorry.
Safe, actually.
We derailed your story here. So what's happening at Catalina?
That's okay. I asked the question. Tourists have been heading over there, but the tourism is actually causing a problem because Catalina is running out of water.
Oh.
Starting this week, every business and every home is going to be required to cut water use by 25%. That's a lot. That's a lot. Catalina is in a unique position because the tourist economy there, with about 100 million visitors per year,
really
is using up water.
How is that possible?
It's
because of all the day trips?
I guess so. Actually, they're also staying at the hotels because the hotels are asking visitors to cut showers to 2 minutes. A two-minute shower. I don't know about you.
You know, when you're on vacation, you've got a lot to wash off.
Exactly.
Don't you?
All sand and all those nooks and crannies, I'm telling you.
Well, no, I'm telling you. It's the people you meet that you have to wash off.
I'm taking a longer shower than 2 minutes.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's sad that they're drying up, but there's somebody significant in pop culture whose wallet may be drying up.
Oh, yes. Well, that's another story altogether. What caused a drought in Kurt Cobain's wallet? Courtney Love.
Oh, what? Did all of Kurt's money go down a hole?
Yeah, she blew through $27 million in 20 years.
How much?
$27 million. Can you imagine?
That's a lot of coke.
Even she knows that $27 million is an entire life's worth of money for most people.
How do you go through that money? What is she spending it on?
I don't know. In my life, I haven't gone through $27 million. Have you gone through $27 million in your life?
No,
honestly,
I haven't. I don't think I—no, I know I haven't earned that much. How can I go through it?
Exactly.
But has Courtney earned that much money? No, it
well,
was—
Well, apparently Kurt— earned that money.
Kurt earned it.
Well,
yeah.
20 years ago, Kurt Cobain suicided, and Courtney Love thinks nothing of having run through $27 million.
My gosh.
She says by settling lawsuits and paying bills.
Well, I could see the lawsuit thing costing a lot. Attorneys are not cheap.
No, they're not cheap. But $27 million? Seriously? She says, I'm a big girl. It's rock and roll. It's Nirvana money. I had to let it go.
Yeah, I think she looked at it as a burden, honestly. She was trying to make a name for herself, and then, you know, she's got to...
Yeah, it's very possible. But, Chris, that Nirvana money is still coming in because that music gets played everywhere.
Sure.
And I think maybe she has a piece of the publishing rights. I don't know exactly how that works. Or does the... that other dude in the other band that used to be the drummer in Nirvana. Help me out here.
Dave Grohl.
Dave Grohl. Does he get all the money? Because he owns rock and roll now, doesn't he?
I guess that's not 80s. You're going to have to help me out here.
He gets a huge chunk of it.
Yeah, well, any way you spell it, it's rock and roll. And if you were – is rock and roll a Scrabble word?
Well, that's a good question. She does say that she's financially solvent, though.
Oh.
And she says that she has to focus on what she makes now.
Yeah.
And that she had to run very fast to look after her money, and that she used cocaine to help her do it.
Oh, well,
I couldn't leave you hanging.
$27 million worth of cocaine. That's what it is.
Told you.
And a couple of bucks on an attorney.
But I'm glad you asked about Scrabble.
Oh, thanks for having a good memory.
Because the 25th National Scrabble Championship kicked off in Buffalo, New York this last Saturday.
Ah.
525 Scrabble lovers playing with the new 5,000 acceptable words, which I bet you know some of.
That's stupendous.
Yeah, no, Buffalo, let's see, that's 3, 4...
Magnificent, even.
12, 13, 14, that's 15-point word right there.
Do you know any of the new words?
Actually, some of them were new words, and selfie is one of them. They added, T was already in there, T-I. As part of the musical rainbow, you know.
Okay.
But they added T-E as a variant of T-I. So it's a little like it's T-I sharp is T-E.
You know, I got to get back to playing Words with Friends with you because I was like on your tail there for a while until you crushed me with like a 76-point word.
I was toying with you. I was sandbagging.
Whatever.
Okay, I'm hooking up with you tonight, Phil. We're going to be playing Scrabble tonight.
Yeah. All right. Very good.
11 countries are playing Scrabble for $10,000.
What?
It's the top prize.
That Courtney Love sneezes $10,000.
You're right, she does. And they're playing as we speak for 5 days. 31 games with winners based on numbers of victories and point totals.
Yeah.
And one guy, he's 47 years old. He's from Australia. His name is Nigel Richards. Mm-hmm. He returns as a 4-time champion.
So he's made a total of $40,000 off of Scrabble?
I don't know if last year it was $10,000, but this year, isn't it?
Maybe they've been working up to it. It was like $89.99 or something like that.
Maybe so.
That doesn't seem like enough money to be the best at Scrabble in the world.
I'm pretty good at Words with Friends.
Are you?
I am pretty good. I'm going to be looking
you up
tonight.
Keep that in mind.
Challenge accepted.
What do you say? Okay.
Yeah.
The gauntlet has been thrown. All right. So, you know, the thing that I think people are getting tired of the most these days off the internet, Jay, is the selfie. What can we do to kill the selfie?
Well, I'm going to be real honest with you. I just got back from a week in Lake Tahoe, and all I did was take selfies or ussies or whatever they're called nowadays.
Wheezies.
I mean, it's just like the girlfriend and I, and we're like sitting down. Oh, let's take a selfie. Okay, fine. Out of the 100 photos that I have on my phone from my vacation, I think 98 are selfies. Polish couple out in Portugal in Cabo de Roca, probably a nice, beautiful place. They're on vacation. They're doing the same thing I'm doing. Yep. They're sitting down. The girlfriend's like, come on, let's take a selfie. Come on. So they're pointing. They're looking at themselves. They want to frame it correctly. Okay, let's take a step back. One more step back and plummet to their death.
Oh, no.
Not kidding.
Seriously?
They fell off a cliff.
I thought it was going to be a fun story.
Sorry. They fell off a cliff. This is a cautionary tale. When you take a selfie, make sure that you are on level ground, number one.
Oh.
Number two, just be aware of your surroundings. They actually fell down the cliff on Saturday, but emergency crews weren't able to recover them until Sunday. Here's kind of the worst part of the story. They left two kids, a 5- and a 6-year-old, behind, who are cared for by Polish diplomats.
Here we go.
It is not good.
You look up Cabo de Roca, and you see a lot of landscape, but you also see a bunch of selfies of people posing right at the edge of
the
cliff.
Right at the edge of the cliff. Don't do it, people. Oh. Don't do it. You will fall to your death.
Amazing that they both went off together simultaneously.
Well, you know, you do the selfie, you got to, like, hold on to each other. You're cuddled up, you know what I mean? And it's like you got, the guy's got his arm around her, and then his foot slips, and he
and
goes
to—
And then
you grab.
Yeah,
you know,
then you
yeah,
grab because yeah, that's just a reaction.
Takes her down.
And, you know, if it gets particularly windy out there, here's a picture, one of those pictures you take where you jump in the air and they snap the shot while you're airborne.
That's just not safe.
If she catches a little wind, a draft, a, you know, a shear or something like that, she's over the edge.
No more selfies, people. It is dead, like the Polish couple in Portugal.
Selfies are over.
Are they going to take it out of the Scrabble acceptable pictures?
Yes, they should.
They should.
Yeah.
Acceptable words. No more selfies.
No, if you take a selfie playing Scrabble, that's just sad, isn't it?
Oh, you are in your parents' basement.
All right. When we come back, why teeny boppers are in a fit of rage right here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. Thanks for tuning in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. Jennifer Bjorklund has the day off, and in her place, it's April Whitney. Jay Capadonia is back with Handles. And
that's right.
And Chris Martin, of course, is here. And Chris, we don't like it when the teenagers get really, really mad, but they're in a fit of rage, aren't they?
They are upset because the Teen Choice Awards were last night, and this is the show where teens get to choose their favorite celebrities and artists. And Fox, it was aired on Fox, they relentlessly encouraged America's youth to vote for their favorite celebrities and stars and then share their votes and plaster their banner all over their Facebook walls. And it turns out the whole thing was a scam, Phil.
A scam?
A scam.
How is that possible?
There's a disclaimer at the end of the show that has teenagers around the globe screaming about their injustice. It says, "We reserve the right to choose the winner from the top four vote generators in any category."
In other words, the one that had the...
I love that.
The fourth place person could win.
Yeah, so like, let's say it's your favorite musical artist of the year. So yeah, the top four vote getters. Well, Fox is saying, we're going to pick the one that's willing to show up. If Katy Perry doesn't show up, we're going to have to go to Iggy Azalea.
So Katy Perry got 10 million votes, and the number two person got 1 million votes. Number three got 100,000, and the number four got 50 votes. But that's the person they could get?
Then number four is the Teen's Choice
Award. Outrage!
Outrage. We've been used.
So what are teens going to march on City Hall? Are they going to bring the pitchforks and the torches?
They are. Yes, they are outraged.
Maybe Facebook will go down for 20 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
I think they may just roll over and take a nap, is what teenagers often do. But they're often talking on the phone and texting while driving. Do you realize that? Teenagers are?
Who are they talking to?
They're in almost half the time they're talking to their parents. This is according to Health Day. How about that?
That's interesting. Huh? Yeah. Texting. Shouldn't the parents be like, get off the phone?
No, because parents want to get something across in a hurry. Okay, now put down the phone now and keep driving, now that you've finished safely having a conversation while driving with your parents. By the way, we were talking about Scrabble a moment ago. Did you know that the last letter that was added to the alphabet, and this is according to dictionary.com, is not the letter Z, as you might imagine, that they maybe went in order. The last letter added to the alphabet was the letter J.
Look at that. They saved the best for last, my friend.
J.
How did they
Campedonia.
Decide where to put it?
Well, that's a good question.
Stick it in the middle.
We're just going to put it right in between there?
Well, they don't say how they ordered the letters. We don't know if that's how that worked. Could you imagine ending in J? I mean, our life would be different. It would all be a lie.
Sometimes J.
Yes.
H-I-L-M-N-O-P.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I missed the K, too.
Now, we were talking about parents talking to their kids while they're texting and driving and talking and all those sorts of things. It's not just the kids who can be dumb sometimes. It could be the moms. Right, Jay?
Very true, sir. I believe it is Monday today, correct? I'm still on vacation.
Double check.
Monday?
Yes. Nick and Bright in our control room, thumbs up. It's Monday.
I believe I have the jerk of the week. I believe I have the jerk of the week. A Texas mother is making a stink after she was asked to leave a restaurant because she decided to change her four-month-old's diaper on the table in a pizzeria.
On the table where people eat?
She was sitting down. She had ordered food with her other two kids, and the four-month-old was obviously...
expired.
He was...
ripe.
Well, the kid
expired.
Was dead?
Yeah. Wow.
Expired?
Nice try.
That's what
there,
it
rookie.
Smells like, you know what I mean? Like expired milk.
Expired?
He decided to fill up his diaper, so then the mom... Yeah, I'm just going to move on.
No, it's okay.
Chris is over there killing kids. I don't even want to.
First the teenagers were outraged. Now the kid in the diaper's dead.
So the mom just says, look, it's a four-month-old. It's small, so I'm just going to put him on the table and change the kid right here. The restaurant manager came over with their food in a to-go bag and said, you must leave. You cannot do that on the restaurant table. She says that the manager says that customers, as soon as she opened the diaper, started to complain. Oh. One person says that they were about to throw up.
Oh,
okay.
Can you imagine
there's
that,
maybe
though?
Some other ways we could have gotten around this.
I agree with you.
But, we could have just ordered pepperoni with anchovy.
Well, first of all, the kid was not expired.
No.
Secondly, you could have put it on maybe the bench.
The chair.
And maybe nobody would have noticed.
That's...
Now, that even that would have been questionable.
He's not expired.
Right? From a woman's standpoint.
He's napping. Beautiful plumage.
A better choice maybe would have been to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It would have been a better choice. There might have been one of those things that you bring down from the wall.
I believe that is law.
But those pizza parlor tables tend to be kind of waist high, so it makes it easier to change the baby.
Yeah, okay. Well, she said she had her two kids with her other two kids that are like 9 and 11, and they didn't want to sit out by
And they have that extra shellac on the table, so there's no chance of a splinter.
Okay. Yes.
Table is a bad choice. Table is a bad choice. That's
totally
all there
agree.
Is to it. Bad
no.
choice. Put them on the bench.
Bad mom.
Change
yes.
it on the bench.
Idiot.
Take it to the bathroom. Take all the kids to the bathroom.
Jerk of the week.
Jerk of the week.
Yeah.
She's filing with the Better Business Bureau.
Oh.
So look out.
Yeah, I think she loses.
Maybe not ask her to leave, though.
Well, can so look at this. Look at us arguing over first world problems,
But can you
April.
Imagine that, though? I mean, sitting down and the lady next to you whips out a dirty diaper? Get out!
Yes, please.
Get
it's
out!
Bad, but don't ask her to leave. Ask her to take it to the bathroom.
Goodbye. And you are hereby banned from my restaurant for life.
Yeah. See what
no.
we complain about around here, April?
Yes, well...
First world problems.
We have first world problems here. Now, let's say you're in... third world countries. Like, for instance, here in Norwalk, you've got mountain lions.
Yeah, there's a Norwalk mountain lion.
In Long Beach, we've got coyotes.
Mm-hmm.
In third world countries, you've got real problems. You've got Bengal tigers.
Uh-oh.
Tigers. You probably have Bengal tigers, too.
Yeah.
We've got Bengal tigers carrying people away.
No kidding.
In eastern India, it's true. A Bengal tiger carried a woman away. It's true.
Just she's walking around in her village.
She's not. A woman, her husband, and a boat driver were trying to catch crabs in a shallow river. They weren't actually trying to catch crabs. They were there fishing for crabs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does that make
mm-hmm.
more sense to everybody?
I always wondered about that. Is crabs the plural of crab? Or is crab the plural of crab? Because when you say crabs, there's that connotation that somebody's got
crabs.
Things crawling around in their
regions. Yeah, they weren't actually trying to catch crabs. They were trying to fish for crabs.
Oh, I got you.
That's easier to understand. All of a sudden, a Bengal tiger jumped on her and dragged her into the wilderness. And the husband reported Friday's attack, and the forest guard searched all weekend long for the mm-hmm. woman. But as of Saturday, they have found no trace of her.
Yes.
Oh, God.
This is not good. in the state of West Bengal, where they have Bengal tigers. She's still missing. And we're worried about expired diapers in pizza parlors.
Yes.
Right.
If you live in India, these are the things you
got
to worry about.
Well, here's what we learned, though. According to Merriam-Webster, the plural of crab is crabs. It's also crab.
So ooh, look
in
at
both,
that.
In both cases, you are plural and correct. All right. Now, whether it was correct on the super sprint course where Tony Stewart had this mishap that led to the death of another racer, we may never know. But, man, the investigation, Chris, is going to go on for a while, isn't it?
Yeah, only Tony knows, and the investigation is going to go on for a little bit longer, but everything's, at this point, pretty much been cleared as an accident. So when Tony Stewart was racing at a dirt track in New York over the weekend, he had a collision on the track with Kevin Ward Jr., he's a 20-year-old. He jumped out of his car, Kevin did, to confront Stewart. The cars were under caution, so they were going a little bit slower, but even though Kevin was missed by the first car, Tony came around, caught him with the back right of his vehicle.
I watched the video.
The young man.
Kevin walked into the line as Tony Stewart was coming around the corner, you know, sideways.
Yeah, it was a mistake, too. His rage got to him, and he ended up making a mistake and coming out into moving traffic.
When you watch it, does it look to you like Tony was attempting to hit him? I mean, what?
No. I don't know. He fishtailed a little bit there, and Tony is a hothead.
Well, he is. There's that. But you can't turn one of those things without fishtailing.
Right.
I don't know.
That's how you do those slick track. Well, not slick track.
He withdrew from the Watkins Glen race this weekend after that.
Hey, we're 3 years into the drought. Did you know that? As I take a U-turn. And it's getting tougher to water your yard without your neighbors narking you out to the water police. Is there anything you can do? How about landscaping with drought-resistant plants? Our garden guy is here next. And As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. So glad you tuned in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. We're going to learn something in this segment. You see, Governor Brown is bringing his drought task force to a town near you to see how the state can better manage your water usage. How about we do something ourselves before the water cops make sure we skip shower days? Joining us live is gardening expert and beard farmer, Nick Fedoroff. Nick, nice to see you, buddy.
How you guys all doing?
Doing great. We want to rip out our current yards and landscape with plants that sip water. And no, we don't want to plant cactus in the garden because that would require us to put up a sign that says, warning, cactus, you may trip and fall when you trespass and get get spiny cactus things in your face.
Indeed.
So we don't want to put those in the front yard. So what do you say? Where do we start?
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm a little bit frustrated right now with this whole water concept. First and foremost, you go and you look at any one of our water reserves. Indeed, there is no water, period. It's just not around.
Okay.
All right. But at the same instance, I'm listening to the radio and watching TV, and they're telling you to pull out all your plants and put new plants and all that. Biggest mistake in the world to do.
Why?
Because what people don't understand, and I don't get why they're not teaching this. Well, they're not listening to me is what it is. They're just nobody consulted me. Get the city of Los Angeles down here.
Okay.
All right, this is what the story is. Governor Brown, a new landscape. If you want to put all these water-saving plants in, it's going to take anywhere between 1 to 2 years to establish that landscape in that new area, and it's going to use as much, if not more, water within that first 1 to 2 years than it is if you were to leave what you've got in there alone now.
No kidding.
It's ridiculous. Look, you pull it. Look, it's been, 5,000 degrees the last month and a half?
More or less.
Yeah, okay, so you pull a plant out, and you put another one in, and people, the first thing they think, well, I got a drought-tolerant plant. What are you going to do?
Water it.
No, you're going to stop watering because it's a drought-tolerant plant, right? Speak up, Jay. You know all about this. Jeez.
Well,
I was listening to the expert. I didn't want to overstep my bounds.
Let me see if I understand, though. So you put a new plant in. It doesn't matter what it is. It still has to establish a root system.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I go to more landscape. I do landscape consultations. I go out to people's properties, and they ask me on a regular basis, I don't understand. I just put this landscape in, and everything is dying. Well, you got to water it.
Right.
What are you doing? Okay, look it. Here's where this whole concept has to come into play. It's not about not using water. It's about strategically using it. Hey, the last time I looked, concrete doesn't grow, right?
Right.
Doesn't grow, okay?
Got plenty of that.
One of the best things that had happened here recently is that the DWP had sent out a letter to everybody saying you have, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday watering, right? Well, I don't agree with their tactics and the things that they're doing, mm-hmm. but I do agree with the Monday, Wednesday, and Friday thing because when people call my radio show and they're asking me a question at 1-800-405-NICK, what they end up, what happens here?
That's a record. We got you to talk almost 3 minutes before you worked in a plug.
Cheap and shameless. Quick. That's what it's all about. Okay, yeah. Look it. The story is that when people call me up on the radio, and I was getting to a really good point. And I forgot what.
Oh, the concrete and the Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Yeah, the Monday, Wednesday, Friday. When people call, they are watering their lawns too much in the first place. They call me up and they say, "Hey Nick, I have a problem with applying my plant." They'll ask me this over the radio. Am I watering too much? Well, chances are you already know you're watering too much.
If you have to ask the question.
Look, your lawn only needs 1.25 inches of water per week. That is it during the summertime.
Wow.
That's it. All right, so let's imagine this. You take yourself a cup. You put a cup out, several of them, in your yard and garden. You fill it up. You turn your sprinkler system on, and you watch it fill up to 1.25 inches. Find out how long it takes. Is it 10, 15, 20? Let's say it takes 30 minutes, only because I'm really bad at math, right? All right, so let's take 30 minutes to fill up 1.25 inches.
Yeah.
Now you know that you're only allowed to water for 3 days a week, right?
Yeah.
You take that amount of time, uh-huh. you divide it by three.
10 minutes a day.
10 minutes, 10 minutes every other day.
Every other day.
That's it.
Yeah.
Your lawn in this drought that we're having
should
be the greenest, most beautiful thing out there. The problem is people are watering and then they stop.
Yeah.
And then their plants get all jittery, and they have to go to rehab or something.
Yeah.
And then you have to water again.
Then they get brown, and you hope for it to grow back.
Exactly.
But is it the same? You have your Bermudas, you have your fescues, you have your I'm out of names. But are they all the same? Oh, thank you. Do they all need the same amount of water, more or less?
They all more or less need the same amount of water. Look, we don't want to get any kind of runoff. Again, concrete doesn't grow. Asphalt doesn't grow. You don't want to go in that sheet. Watch the watering system. If you can't handle that, you know what? Do it the old-fashioned way. Get yourself a hose.
Yeah.
Turn it on. And then you water your lawn with a hose.
Are you a thumb guy over the end of the hose, or are you an index finger guy?
No. I use one of those gizmos that.
Oh, you got a gizmo.
Fans, but I'm a gizmo guy.
All right. So let's say your space is already cleared out.
Okay.
And you're starting from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some ideas on some of those.
All right. If you're going to end up doing
tolerant
that,
plants,
concrete,
and you've
rock,
it all out. You know, what's really interesting is that we live in a paradise here in Southern California because we're able to grow pretty much every plant on the face of this earth. One of the neat things that you can do is you need to go down to your nursery or talk with your landscape professional to figure out the kind of plants that you want. Now, if a person was to say, if you were to think plants that come from Africa, chances are, it's like, wait a minute, they don't have a lot of water over there.
Yeah.
I might be able to grow something from there.
You're talking logic.
Okay, now, if you look at the plant labels, you're going to have a botanical name and you're going to have a common name. Let me give you an example here. Here's one that's called Agapanthus africanus.
Mm-hmm.
Guess where the plant comes from?
Africanus.
Agapanthia?
From the land of Agapanthia. It does. Okay, the Africanus part. You can find a lot of plants that have that second name on there.
Yeah.
That right there is a key thing. Bring it in.
Yeah.
And put it in. Now, the other thing is you're going to be clumping these plants together. So you put all the plants that have that African second name on it, the species of the plant,
right.
The genus and species.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how geeky I can get over here.
No, that's
but,
okay.
So you get the genus and species. You get the species, has Africanus on it. You clump them all together. You have other plants that are really good to have are things like plants from China. There's a lot of plants from there. So you look for plants that say chinensis behind it.
Chinensis?
Chinensis. Or japonica. Guess where japonica?
Japan.
Nebraska.
So these are, now,
I was going to say Jamaica.
Clump these plants together.
Yeah.
Because now they all have a symbiotic relationship with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Chances are they're going to have the same watering requirements, which brings us to the watering requirements in itself.
Yeah.
Look, you know what? Technology is uber awesome nowadays. Yeah. Number one, you can get yourself a drip system.
I was going to ask, drip or spray or what?
Get yourself a drip system. There's a lot of companies out there that make the drip systems. They're really great. Even the spray-like systems nowadays, mm-hmm. they're so adjustable and all that. But the key thing to any kind of watering it, do it early in the morning. That's when you want to do it. You
Before
want to do
7?
Between 4 and 7 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
That's when you want to do that. And then this way, it has time to percolate through the soil. It'll go away. And then if it gets to be 35,000 degrees again, it's going to help the plants. Because that little bit of moisture that was left there in the morning, it's going to percolate through the plant.
Yeah.
And the plant is going to absorb it and grab it.
Yeah.
Ergo, the reason why your plants are going to be greener during a drought.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, the restrictions are pretty much dictating that we do that anyway, right? Like you see these local cities, they're saying you can't water between 8 and 6.
Right.
So you only have those for a few hours in the morning, a few hours in the evening.
Yeah. And you know what? And it just makes a lot of sense in that way. You know, but to rip out your landscape, I'm not a big fan about that. Work with what you have. You can take and you can contour. You can re-landscape. Don't put in a brand new landscape in this heat. Just don't do it. Let's wait another month.
Yeah.
It's going to be cooler in a month.
Right.
And then heed the warnings during December, January, February. Install that landscape you were talking about.
Right.
And during that time when there's not such a demand in water.
Makes sense. Nick Fedoroff, quick. You have a couple more plugs.
Got a couple more clubs. Number one, I have a brand new season for my television show. You can watch me every single Saturday at 9 a.m. on KLCS, which is Southern California's largest PBS station.
Wow.
KLCS Channel 58. If anybody wants any information, we're launching a brand new website. In fact, I think it's up right now because you called me, Phil.
Yes.
Thingsgreen.com. Or again, that telephone number is 1-800-405-NICK. And by the way, if I ever come back over here.
Yeah.
Can we have everybody sit at the same side? So, this is really tough. Really going back and forth.
Like, we're at a round table.
I mean, all you guys are ugly. We got the beauty going on over here.
Really tough
for me.
Appreciate it.
Nick Fedoroff, get that beard trimmed, will you? All right. Thanks for coming by. We learned a lot.
But it's drought tolerant, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Hey, did work ruin your summer? Up next, how to work on having a more fulfilling life by working less. Here on As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot. Available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. So glad you tuned in to As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends. We have a website, philhewlettandfriends.com. There you will see links to all sorts of things, including Nick Fedoroff's website. You'll see the store where you'll be able to purchase books of the authors who appear on this program. Summer's almost over, by the way, and if you are the hard-working type, there's a strong chance you were too busy working to savor the summer months with a vacation of an appropriate length. Now, we're not doing a travel feature here, no. We are going to talk about how you can start looking at work differently. Reprioritize your life a little. And joining us live is the author of Busting Your Corporate Idol. That book is in our store at philhewlettandfriends.com. It's a self-help book for the chronically overworked. And the author, Dr. Greg Marcus, joins us live now to talk about it. Mr. Marcus, thank you very much, sir.
Well, thank you. Hello, Phil. How are you this afternoon?
Good. Doing well. Even better now that you're here. I think we can agree we are all overworked. I know I am. But we want stuff, and stuff costs money.
Well, there's nothing wrong with making money. There's nothing wrong with having stuff. But the question is, what if is all the time you're working really helping you earn money and really helping you get that stuff? And what I can tell you is that if you are working more than 50 or 60 hours a week, then you are losing you are making mistakes and losing productivity, and probably you could get as much done as if you were working between 40 and 50 hours a week.
Well, what if you're working two or three different jobs as opposed to working 1 hour, way too many hours?
Well, that is a good point. I mean, there are people who are working multiple jobs, either because that's the nature of the industry. Some of those people just need to work those jobs to make the income. But it then becomes a question of a trade-off. If you are above the survival point, are you living the life that you want to be living?
All right,
I'll be
the guinea pig here, because every time I feel like I've gone to the limit and I'm working more than I've ever worked before, I get used to the amount of spare time I have left, and somehow I work in another gig.
Yep.
It's only a matter of time before I do that.
Bingo.
So something wrong, a screw loose, I don't know what it is, but I get nervous when I have free time.
Well, that is, I think of myself as a recovering workaholic, and that is one of the signs that maybe there's a little imbalance in your life, because I don't believe in saying no to work. I believe in saying yes to other things in life.
Okay, so what's important then? How do I, whoever else is in the situation, reorder our lives before we die? Help us, please. We need to know.
Well, if you look at philosophy for thousands of years, and if you look at all of the latest psychology and sociology research, the thing that makes people happiest is the connection to other people. It was like the Arthur Miller play Death of a Salesman, and this guy was totally dedicated to his customers, but at the end of his life, you know, none of them came to his funeral. It was only his family and the people closest to them.
Yeah.
So it's finding time to, and making the time to spend time with the people you care about the most.
Well, what does it say about self-worth as well? Because, you know, I feel the connection between work and self-worth, as opposed to a nice vacation, I feel something completely different, where it's just, you know, relaxation, reconnecting with family and all of that same thing. It's like a different frame of mind completely. Do you disagree with that?
No, I don't. I mean, it's fun to think in our always working society that we've somehow gotten to distrust this feeling of not having anything to do and being disconnected from our work. But I mean, there was a time when I was working 90 hours a week, and I loved what I was doing, and I thought I was, you know, I have a PhD in biology, and then I was a marketer in the biotech industry, and here I am saving the world. But really, what it came down to when I looked myself in the mirror is that I did not feel good about myself, and that I was looking for the workplace to validate me. And really, I was just making my career into a false idol. And by chasing that false idol, the harder I worked, the more important work became.
How do you achieve the balance that you need then to make this work?
To achieve the balance, we need to reorder our mindset. Instead of living by a company-first mindset, we need to make a decision. You know what? People need to come first in my life. So I'm going to start prioritizing my own health. Instead of putting off exercise for another time, I'm going to prioritize that. And instead of taking that extra gig, which might cut into my gym time, you know, I'm going to say no to that gig. Or maybe I'll say yes to that gig, but then I'm going to decline a different gig to make sure that I don't have too much time going into the work bucket and not leaving enough time for the other.
Let me challenge you in this way. The wife says, "Honey, why are we selling the house?" I said, "Well, because I want to reconnect with family." "But my beautiful house. You worked so hard to build this beautiful house." What?
You know, when I cut my hours by a third and I was making a very good salary, I had a key strategic position in the company. I cut my hours by a third without changing jobs, and not a single person noticed. Now, again, it's for every person to decide what's the right balance for them. And maybe it's, you know, you get paid for each additional gig. But if you're really living on the edge where you're going to lose your house, if you cut back a bit, that's another conversation.
Yeah. Greg Marcus, PhD, just scratching the surface here, but get the book. It's Busting Your Corporate Idol. It's available in the store at philhewlettandfriends.com. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
All right. So I guess I'm pretty much up a creek.
You and me both, my friend.
I want a vacation.
Yeah, I could. Vacations are nice. I have nothing against vacations, but you know what? Gosh, what a rat race, huh?
If you want more time off, become a writer. That's what I've learned.
Yeah.
Well, this one just got back from vacation, so he doesn't count.
Oh, Jay.
Yeah, but you know what? I haven't had one in probably 2 or 3 years.
Did you stop at any McDonald's on your way here or there?
You know what? I did in Mojave.
Yes?
Driving out of town, and I will never go back there again because I think my mouth filled up with grease.
Oh, no.
When I've been into it. I've been off the fast food for a while. But anyways, a woman in North Carolina stopped by a McDonald's, and she was served a McNazi.
A McWhat?
A McNazi.
What's that?
Woman claims that she saw a swastika in butter drawn on her bun of her chicken sandwich.
No.
She walked right back into the store because she wanted to add more mayonnaise to the sandwich.
Oh.
Walked right back into the store and says, is this a joke? Does somebody think they're funny? Many people died because of that symbol. This is not something that should be taken lightly.
You were there, weren't you?
I'm guessing that's how the way she spoke to the manager.
You channeled her and her mayonnaise.
So evidently, the owner of the franchise out there in North Carolina came out and said the employee who drew the swastika on the McChicken to turn it into the McNazi has been fired. And most important part of the story?
What?
The woman says she's glad the employee got fired and she will go back to McDonald's.
And order another one.
You got that.
It's
right.
Not going to stop her.
No.
Nope.
And Chris, maybe nobody's going to stop this 13-year-old girl who's got quite a pitcher's arm.
Yeah, Monet Davis. She's a 13-year-old with a 70-mile-an-hour fastball. You believe that?
How do you spell Monet?
M-O-apostrophe-N-E.
Remember that name.
Yeah.
13 years old, and what kind of pitching does she do? 70 miles per hour?
70 miles per hour, yeah. She can wing the ball. She just threw a shutout in a Little League World Series qualifier game. So she led her team to an 8-0 victory on only 3 hits by the other team.
These are girls' teams, right?
Dragons to the big show. No, she's playing with the boys. Little League World Series. Girls' teams don't make it into the Little League World Series. It's a fast pitch, man.
Where's she from?
She's from Pennsylvania. She said she started out in slow pitch, but it was too slow for her softball. And she said that she earned the respect of her male teammates by striking them out.
I'm sorry, how old is she?
That'll usually do it. 13.
13.
She tossed overhand.
Yeah.
She throws overhand. She throws it hard. And she says she'll be the first female Major League Baseball player or basketball player.
I'd like to see her do the Macarena.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. That's halftime.
With that arm?
Yeah.
Wow.
Our seventh inning stretch.
Hey, we love your comments. We have an email address. It's feedback@philhewlettandfriends.com. At Twitter, we're @AsWeSeeItShow. Facebook.com/PhilHewlettAndFriends. Thanks to our executive producer, Mike Stark. Brooke Peterson is our producer. Production assistant, Nick Wright. Our assistant in training is Nikki Lucius. Our theme song is composed and performed by Russ Monson. For Jennifer Bjorklund, who will be back tomorrow, April Whitney, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Phil.
Jay Capadonia and Chris Martin, I'm Phil Hewlett. Can't wait to talk with you next time when we call it As We See It with Phil Hewlett and friends.
In sports, speed is everything. When it comes to headache relief, speed is the only thing. Introducing Goody's Headache Relief Shot, the all-new liquid fast formula. Just screw off the top, down the shot, and knock back pain for fast, long-lasting relief. Leave headache pain behind with Goody's Headache Relief Shot, available now at Walgreens.
Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com.